Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Clark. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Brauhart. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Danny Darwin. And now, play ball. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive towards first. Cooper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler strikes out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a fly ball into right field. Brauhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. One out. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Brauhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brauhart strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Barrett fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman takes first base on ball four. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Hoffman moves to third. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darwin juggles the ball. That's an error on Darwin. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Hoffman scores. Lyons moves to third. Barrett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lyons tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Barrett scores. Boggs moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Buckner scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Easler moves to third. Jamie Kochenour now pitching. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gedman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Rye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gettman hits a fly ball into right field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0 for 1 in the game. Brouhard takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst fires to first and picks off Brouhard. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman strikes out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Hurst covering, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Hurst covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boggs moves to third. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Easler moves to second. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brouhard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-4 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to third. Evans moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barrett tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Boggs moves to second. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Evans scores. Boggs moves to third. Buckner moves to second. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Giles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. Romero is called out on strikes. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-2 in the game. Giles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob McClure now pitching. Dave Huppert now catching. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons moves to third. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons scores. Barrett moves to second. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Huppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huppert hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Yount reaches second base with a double. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.